Hello, everybody. This is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And on today's episode of the Startup Chat, we want to share with you an outbound recruiting hack.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
That has been working wonders for me, and I've helped a lot of other people use. So this is kind of the hack of hiring people that are really hard to hire and getting smart in the process of it. Here's the deal. A lot of you that have been longtime listeners, you know that we've been looking for a director of marketing for quite some time. I put myself out there quite a lot with videos and even with a podcast, a tiny episode of a two-minute episode where I asked you listeners to help, and a lot of you did. And we're very close to filling that position. So this has been a very successful, even if it's very intense, recruiting effort. But one thing that I've done this time around that I've never done before that has worked really, really well and I wanted to share is something that I have used in sales as a strategy, but never in recruiting in this specific way, which is I did a lot of outbound recruiting. But the way I did it was I didn't reach out to people telling them, I think you could be a good candidate, or maybe you're interested in this job that we're looking for. I was reaching out mainly to people that seemed either slightly overqualified or drastically overqualified, and would tell them, I am currently looking to hire a person, an executive in this position, and I'd love 10 minutes of your time to get some advice from you on how to do that. And a lot of people would take me up on that and would graciously offer their time and advice. And then what would happen, there were a number of benefits that came from that. One is that one passive thing that happens, which is part of the strategy here, is that as I would describe to them passionately about the company, the opportunity, all the exciting shit that's going on and who we're looking for, some self-identified and raised their hand and went, this actually sounds interesting. Maybe I'm your person, right? And then we would engage into a conversation about that. Some people would not even entertain this because it was so clearly overqualified. I would have been actually shocked if they wanted the job. But those people would truly be at first an advisor for me. So they would say, you know what? I've hired X amount of people in this position. Here's what I have learned. Do this, don't do that. How do you think about that? What's the team composition? And they would like strategize with me and give me pointers, advice, ways to think about, questions to ask that I haven't asked. So I would learn a ton and I would benefit from the experience in hiring this type of position. And then I would always round it up at the end with asking them, well, shit, do you know somebody that fits the bill, right? Do you know somebody that's incredibly talented? Not somebody that's looking, somebody that would be perfect. Maybe we can't hire that person, but I should know them. I should connect with them. And more often than not, they did. So it led to a ton of recommendations, referrals, and connections to super talented people. And those recommendations came warm. So I didn't ping these people cold. Somebody they trusted and respected said, hey, you should talk to Stelly. Maybe the opportunity they have is interesting. Even if not, I think you two should connect. So I got connected to a lot of really amazing candidates. The last added benefit to all of this was that, well, there's actually two, damn it. One is that I met some people that I know I'm going to hire in the future that I can't hire right now, but I've started the process. I have especially one person that I know I'm going to hire next year. We're not at the right stage. This person is kind of too senior and the timing doesn't fit, but I know I want to work with this person and I know I'm going to hire this person successfully next year. So I am investing now every month in this relationship. I found somebody incredibly talented that I want to work with long term. That's incredibly valuable. So I'm starting to invest in the relationship. So I can hire this person in a year or two. This is one. And then the last benefit is it was a very valuable calibration of talent to me. Like talking to people that were overqualified actually made me understand better what the overall talent pool is and how to judge the talent that was right in front of me at with a better, more broader scale. So I didn't just judge the talent based on the talent pool that was at my disposal. I judged them on the talent pool in the overall market. I talked to some people who was like, okay, these are the executives at the top of their game and the best companies in the space. This is a good reference point for me. And although I knew that people existed that were that, it was different talking to them. It helped me really evaluate people and crystallize my idea on who I'm looking for and how to judge them to add these conversations. So this has been super valuable journey. It was a lot of work, right? As a lot of good things are in life. It's not a shortcut. It takes time, it takes energy, but the benefits have been really, really big for us. And so I thought I'd share it with the world. And I always love to share this stuff with you because you always add valuable stuff. You know, I'm dying to hear your response to the strategy. Have you ever done this? What am I missing? What's bad about it? What's good about it? What's kind of your thoughts on doing this type of kind of outbound advice-based recruiting?
I think it's key. I think more people should do it. I mean, one, people love talking about themselves, right? And especially even at work and their achievements. And so you'd be surprised at the response rate that you get when you're looking to hire and you want advice from someone who is in that role or is like even the manager of that role or whatever, what have you, right? And it helps you build relationships too in that category or that area of interest of yours. Because if you're hiring, it's likely it's an area of interest, right? It's something right. You're looking to. If you're hiring, you're usually the hiring manager, so to speak, and person's either going to report to you or someone who reports to you. And so I don't have much to add, Stelly. I think this is something I wish more people would do. It's something that even for myself, when I've done it, it's been really valuable to me. It's super key. And you can get not even free advice, because it's not about free advice. It's more about how do you calibrate the role that you're looking to hire and how do you know whether someone's good or not? And if you haven't really either hired for the role before or had experience in the role, or even if you have, this can be really valuable to help you kind of make some connections to people that might know other people. And then on the sort of more longer term end, folks that you want to